Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The gospel, according to John, beginning with the 14th verse, with the 14th chapter at the 8th verse. The apostle Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." But Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does this work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if in my name you ask me something for anything, I will do it. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's a pleasant coincidence, I'll call it, that today, across our nation, churches may celebrate both this festival of Pentecost, and many of them will also recognize graduating seniors from high school and college as they complete their academic programs. So this is a festive Sunday for the church, and then for many families as well. In our family, my grandson, who lives in Sudbury, Massachusetts, graduates this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and he will have finished his high school. For years, colleges and high schools arranged a baccalaureate service for graduating seniors. And a baccalaureate service provided a religious service and message for those who were completing their high school and college degrees. But this increased emphasis on the separation of church and state led to a recommendation that the baccalaureate message be offered either in a church or a synagogue rather than at a school. Well, the festival of Pentecost and a baccalaureate service have a common thread that runs through them, a common theme of endings and beginnings. And we might reflect a little bit this morning on what endings and beginnings imply for us. 2,000 years ago, the ancient church reached a point of endings and beginnings. The earthly ministry of Jesus came to an end with his death, resurrection, and ascension. The disciples faced the beginning of a new life, without the presence of Jesus to be there and guide them. Jesus had anticipated this moment when he spoke to the disciples at the Last Supper and said to them that he would ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will be sent to guide the church after his ascension. Well, 50 days later, on Pentecost Sunday, the disciples gathered in the upper room of a home, and the Holy Spirit descended on them. And our lesson from Acts this morning describes that event. We read, "And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of violent winds, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability to do. The disciples went out into the street to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thousands of people were there to respond to this good news. The church, we say, was born on that day. And so it was an ending of the earthly ministry of Jesus and the beginning of the life of the church on its own. The Apostle Paul, speaking to the congregation in Rome, would later say of the Holy Spirit, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." In other words, the work of the Holy Spirit doesn't stop in the streets of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. When you and I are guided by the Holy Spirit, then we too are children of God. The Holy Spirit, we say, brings to us spiritual gifts. Paul wrote the church in Corinth these words. He said, "Now there are varieties of gift, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of workings, but it is the same God who inspires them all in every one of us." The Holy Spirit leads us and through the Holy Spirit we are equipped with spiritual gifts for the service and ministry of Christ. We might call this a mini theology of the Holy Spirit. It is how we understand the work of the Holy Spirit in our life in the church. Well, let us make now take a little turn and make a connection between the Holy Spirit on Pentecost and the graduation of our high school seniors and college seniors. Many people probably see no relationship between a Pentecost and a graduation day. Graduation is a time to recognize a student has accumulated all those required courses necessary to receive a diploma or a degree. Maybe it's a time of endings and beginnings, but it is only the end of school, and it may well be the beginning of college or work life. Much more takes place at graduation than that, than simply putting a diploma or degree in someone's hand. When a child completes high school and begins work or attends college, you know, that's a huge change in a family's life. That son or daughter may no longer live under the supervision of a parent. Their adult life has begun. Parents may regard the transition one way, and kids may see it an entirely different way. When our children walk across the stage to receive their high school diplomas, we may think to ourselves, "Wow, they're walking out of school, out of home, out of our town." And so for some, that's a depressing thought. Maybe a little fear, a feeling of emptiness or fear. We will miss those children, and we are uncertain and a little fearful for their future. Recently, a letter to a newspaper advice column was received from a woman who had 6 children, and she is afraid something might happen to them and just can't stop checking on her kids. And we say, well, we can understand that fear. But the advice columnist wrote back these words and said, you must accept the reality that there are things, even horrible, tragic things, that you cannot control or prevent. Life contains risks. You can take appropriate precautions and you can teach your children to be careful, but you should not be so overbearing that it is impossible for them to feel safe and develop their own skills and independence. We understand those words are true, but often we accept them with difficulty. Kids see leaving home, though, a little differently. They see that big, beautiful world open up before them. They revel in all the challenges they will accept. And they are ready for college and work, and they're ready for adult life and all that that brings. The message of Pentecost helps both parents and graduates understand the endings and beginnings associated with graduation in a positive way. First, we recall Jesus was no longer physically present to guide the disciples, just as parents are separated from their children. Jesus had instructed his disciples and promised the Holy Spirit would be with them. And in a way, we do the same thing. Our children have received their instruction, and we too pray that as they go their separate way, the Holy Spirit will be with them. Secondly, we remind our graduates that they are children of God and led by the Holy Spirit. Jesus had these words for his disciples. He said, this is the same Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. The Holy Spirit goes with you and will abide in you. That's one message we have for our seniors graduating today. And it's a message we have for ourselves. And thirdly, we encourage the graduates to explore their faith. Parents, of course, try to set an example for their children. But now the young people must grow their faith and then make decisions about the direction in their life. They do what we once had to do. They grow as adults through their faith in God. The church grew stronger by the work of the Holy Spirit after Christ ascended. Our children will increase in wisdom and strength as they begin to make their own decisions in life. We remind them they will never walk alone through the endings and beginnings in their own life. The Holy Spirit leads and grants them those spiritual gifts I mentioned. They have everything they need to lead their lives. And so we pray the Spirit of truth abides with them and guides them on their great journey. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.